Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Tomorrow, April 22nd, is Earth Day, and according to our garden calendar, this week is a great time to divide new perennials as new growth is emerging. Remember to deadhead your tulips after flowering, and don't forget to plant a tree on Arbor Day on the 30th of April. As we're discussing gardening, if you have a gardening project planned and you belong to a nonprofit group here in Cass County, the Cass County Master Gardeners want to hear from you. We are offering our local Master Gardener grants for any community beautification, education, or community garden program. The grant can be used for any project happening during the 2021 growing season, whether that's growing food to donate, growing food for education, or for garden projects to improve your local community or do gardening education. A variety of projects have been funded by these grants in the past, and if you have a project in mind, we encourage you to check out our website or stop by the office. We'd be happy to get you the more information on those grants. Each grant has a maximum value of $300. Applications must include plans for teamwork and sustainability, as well as consideration for the environment. Grant recipients will be expected to submit a report at the end of the growing season detailing how the money was spent. Applications must be received by 4:30 p.m. on Friday, April 30th for consideration by mail or email. Again, you can find more information on that Master Gardener Community Grant Program on the Cass County Extension website or by giving us a call or stopping in. Master Gardeners are also making plans to host their annual spring plant sale on May 8th. That is a Saturday. We were unable to have the plant sale last year, and so there should be a large variety of divided perennials on the sale. It will be at the Cass County Community Center on the fairgrounds out in the parking lot. As with our fall sale, we will have our plants spaced apart throughout the parking lot, so people will have plenty of space to wander and view the plants without running into too much traffic or congestion. We will also have the plants divided up again by shade, sun, and annuals and perennials, so you can find plants in different categories that may be interesting to you. I do encourage you to follow the Cass County Master Gardeners on Facebook. As we start to get a list of plants that will be available at our sale, we'll be sharing them there. As I mentioned on our garden calendar, it lists this as being a great time to divide your perennials as that new growth emerges. If you do find that you have some extra plants once you get that division done, give us a call here at the Extension office. If you have them potted up, we'd be happy to take those as donations to the plant sale to help our Master Gardeners continue to raise funds for their scholarships, grants, and other community projects that they do throughout the year. So be sure to mark your calendars again. Saturday, May 8th, 8 a.m. until around 10 a.m. or whenever sold out. That will be the Master Gardener Spring Plant Sale on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. We do encourage you to come early for best selection. And again, more information on that can be found on our website or the Cass County Extension or Master Gardener Facebook page. Of course, you're also welcome to give our office a call or stop by to pick up a flyer for more information on our Master Gardener Spring Plant Sale on May 8th. Also, as you're out and about in your yard, our Extension horticulture experts remind you that this is a great time to check any tree stakes you may have. Trees do occasionally need to be staked when they are newly planted to make sure that they are not affected by strong winds. Staking is a common and sometimes necessary practice used to stabilize newly planted trees. But stakes should only be temporary and should typically be removed 6 months to a year after planting. As you get out and around in your yard, it's a perfect time of year to inspect all trees that are still being supported by stakes or caging or other materials. Many backyard gardeners understand that trees grow taller and sometimes wider each year, but many are unaware that the woody framework of a tree also grows. According to Jeff Iles, professor and chair of horticulture at Iowa State University, this secondary growth allows these woody plants to put on a new ring of xylem, the water-conducting tissue, and phloem, the tissue used to transport sugar and nutrients each year. The diameter increase is barely noticeable every year, but that is what causes those rings that you see on trees. If you cut down a tree and have seen the inside of a tree cookie, they add just a little bit to their trunks every year. Depending on how your tree is staked, anything that is wrapped too tightly around the trunk can affect this new growth year over year. Again, this diameter increase is barely noticeable unless something is wrapped around that stem or branch that impedes the growth. Trees can recover if it's caught early enough, but if it's neglected or goes unnoticed for many years, you can actually choke the tree and cause plant death. So it is important to remove or loosen staking materials from around the trunk. Again, spring is a great time to do this, as a lot of growth is put on trees in the spring. Stakes that were loose last year may begin to get tight as spring goes on. It's also a great time to consider if the tree has matured enough to completely remove that staking material, as once a good root system is established, that staking material should no longer be necessary and may actually start to weaken the tree. Trees that are allowed to grow unstaked once they have a strong root system will actually develop a stronger trunk as they move around in the wind. And also, girdled trees, again, can be severely injured or die from damage to this tissue as they grow from year to year. This is also a good reminder of why it's good to remove any tags or plant labels that may have been on the tree when purchased. While it is handy to remember the variety name, the strings, as they whip around in the wind, can become wrapped around those tree branches and cut off the circulation, causing the branch or the entire tree to die off. So again, as lots of great tips there as you get your yard and garden ready for summer. I encourage you to give our office a call if you have additional questions on gardening, planting, or any of those upcoming events. You can call us at 712-243-1132. Stop by the Extension office on the fairgrounds in Cass County. Follow our Facebook page for updates and tips as we get into the growing season. And you can also check out our website for upcoming events and resources from ISU Extension here in Cass County. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.